Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
And when we say guys, 我们今天的节目真的就是要送给天下很多的 guys who are fathers, who are dads.
Right, guys who have their own little guy.
Yeah, 因为这个星期天6月20号就是父亲节，所以呢，我们今天要特别庆祝感谢我们的父亲们、爸爸们。
That's right, so let us be the first to say happy Father's Day for 2021.
我要跟我自己的爸爸讲一下，爸爸，父亲节快乐。
Oh, I would give one to my dad too, but I don't think he speaks Chinese.
那你用英文讲。
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Dad. I will call you on the phone later, just in case you're not listening to this particular show.
对，我每周六都跟我爸爸妈妈视频，所以明天晚上会跟他视频，好好的祝福他一下。那我们今天的节目呢，会分享很多跟 father, dad, papa 这些词，就是我们生活里要怎么叫，其实还真的挺丰富的。那另外呢，我们也给大家选了五条特别特别好的形容父爱，而且是可以在这个父亲节送给你爸爸的父亲节祝福。
Right, we've got some great things to say to your dads. I'm going to probably steal one or two of them. But we'll do that later. First, the main thing that I always get as a teacher is what's the difference between words like father, dad? Father is very, very formal.
所以它主要的区别就是正式的程度，对吧？
Right.
意思都是一样的嘛。We're talking about the same person.
Sure, of course, yeah. I mean, unless you start adding words like grand, grandfather, granddad, grandpop.
好，那既然父亲节是 Father's Day 嘛，
right.
我们就先来看 father 的它有多正式，好吗？
Okay, so it is very formal. You talk about your mothers and your fathers. Now, should you call your father father? In movies and TV shows, they always show like very rich families using this word. Father, father.
贵族、Game of Thrones 里面是不是也会叫 father?
Right,
right. 或者很久以前的那种。
Or the movie Star Wars, very famous movie. There is a father-son relationship at the heart of that movie.I am your father.
Oh, 星球大战里面那个爸爸自己说
The big black guy, Darth Vader, is Luke Skywalker's father. Yeah, the bad guy is the good guy's father.
哎呀，好，我们回到 father. 所以 father 其实是在日常生活中很少有孩子会直接这样叫自己的爸爸 father.
Right, right.
这和中文一样嘛，我们确实也很少日常生活中说父亲怎么样。
Right,
对，
right, right, right.
除非在中文里面有的场合啊，可能一些正式的场合，说我父亲、我母亲这样，可能 you're making a very formal speech.、Otherwise, yeah, dad.
Right, dad. Dad is good.
好，但是 father 呢，其实它会出现在很多英语的固定表达、
right.
或者一些名词上面，名词词组。
Yeah, so like one that comes up a lot is founding father.
哦，就是说一个国家是吧？很多国家都会有它的 founding father.
Right. Right. So in America, it's Washington, Jefferson.
是是，而且我们不一定是单数啊，因为可能一个国家有 several founding fathers, 是吧？可以做一个复数。另外你刚刚说那个星球大战什么 I'm your father
right,
right 就让我想到了一个叫 like father like son
oh yeah that's was the plot of third Star Wars yeah wow so you haven't seen it but you could probably write it yeah like father like son
这里的 like 不是喜欢而是很像是吧
right 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 right
所以他这个意思是什么 The son is often like the father.
Right, right. And this one you can play around with a bit, like mother, like daughter.
那我可不可以说 like father, like daughter?
Yeah, I mean, you can. We'll get to that in one second, the special relationship between fathers and daughters. There is one more thing that sons often do, which is follow in their father's footsteps.
沿着爸爸的足迹行走。
The only difference here again is that it can be a bit more flexible. You can follow in your uncle's footsteps or your grandfather's or your mother's.
Mother's, 对。但是这个 follow in your father's steps, 和 like father, like son, 我觉得它有一点相似，但是不是也有区别啊？
Well, like father, like son is probably describing something about them, right?
They Personality, 是吧？
They're both happy guys or tall guys. Whereas, yeah, follow in your father's footsteps is probably talking about their job or their career.
或者 their important choices in life,、
right.
人生的重要选择。但是那个 like father, like son 更多的是形容你们的可能性格、脾气或者习惯 even habits、
right.
是很像的、
right.
对吧好、father 还有什么相关的说法呢、
well, this one is not so popular in North America, but for our British friends, every December 25th, they are visited by Father Christmas.
Ah, 我记起来了，我们以前说过圣诞老人、在英国叫 Father Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
北美我们一般说 Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, yeah. In any case, do not say Christmas old man.
圣诞老人。Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas.
How it does sound very British and very
Father,
formal.
Father.
好，那 let's go from formal to less formal, or let's just say 比较亲切的 Dad.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dad, really, most people 会叫自己的爸爸
right,
Dad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So when I talk about my dad, I say, oh, you know.Called my dad yesterday, and when I actually talk to my dad, when I address him, I just say, hey, dad.
Hey, dad.
Yeah.
爸爸是吧、就像我们中文啊，这个父亲和爸爸的用法上的差异啊。那 dad 呢，其实它也会衍生出其他的一些词、而且我觉得是可以根据一个人年龄大小来划分，他是用 dad 还是用其他这几个。
Well, you've got some kids, so what do they say?
我现在小孩因为一个七岁一个十岁 so they say daddy
yeah, yeah
他们从来不说 dad 都是 daddy daddy、
yeah.
mommy mommy
it's probably yeah. yeah the oldest one is probably daddy is going to end pretty soon
对我感觉他 teenager 的时候
teenager, yeah.
是十几岁的时候、yeah. 可能就会说 dad
right、the only time I said daddy was when I wanted something daddy daddy can I borrow the car daddy
哦、你就说后来长大了以后、
yeah. when you are a baby you say dada
对因为那个时候小孩子还不会讲话、
right.
或者说刚刚学会讲话就是 dada 是很多小 baby、
right.
丫丫学语的时候很 natural 会发的一个音、
right.
对吧
right
yeah come to think of it
I gotta wonder like going way 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 back a million years when like the first kid said you know dada and some other kid said baba
对就语言学家就说这个是 universally 很容易发的音、
right.
所以 you look at every language、
right.
in the world basically it's something like this
D or B
or P or right papa
P is with more air right、so the baby wouldn't know to add air
yeah,
to
yeah,
it
yeah 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 这倒是好那当然 dad, daddy, dada 除了日常生活中可以这样称呼爸爸以外呢我们还可以把它变成一些常用的名词表达和一些固定说法
That's right. Now, I remember a few years ago, Leonardo DiCaprio, pretty handsome guy,
yeah,
he was surprising people by going to, you know, some famous beach in Italy with a very different body.
你说他的身材吗他的
He was a little fat. Seemed to be very proud of it.
所以这种身材后来就衍生出一个叫法叫做 dad bod.
Dad bod.
这个 bod 就是 body 的意思。
Right. He's got a dad bod. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or his dad bod is hot. Or I like dad bods.
这两年就是经常我在超市买东西的时候啊，你最后结账那里就有很多 gossip magazines、
right.
八卦杂志然后封面就是一个什么很帅的大明星但他最近没有拍电影没有练得很、
right.
很 fit、
right.
然后那个 cover story 就会说Matthew McConaughey's new dad bod
dad bod、yeah.
就是这种很帅的男明星说你看他这个身材是像爸爸们一样的、
right.
但我这里要说的是 dad bod 不是胖但他不是那种像好莱坞明星或者很健美的那种六块腹肌
A little soft Yeah, it's maybe a little soft、spare tire is a word we often use
救生圈就是肚子上那个、
right.
有点 肚子上的肉是叫 stubborn fat, 顽固的脂肪最难减的。
It's hard to get rid of. Now these guys, you're right, when they're filming movies, they've got doctors and they've got chef and trainers to help them. But when they're not filming, you know, they want to eat hamburgers every day. So it's very easy to get that fat back.
而且你不一定是要是一个爸爸才能用这个词形容，你只要身材是那种 average guy's body, right? 好，那接下来的一个 you hear a lot in North America, 去形容一种笑话或者一种幽默 a style of humor.
Right, this is called the dad joke, which is usually not very funny, but dads love to tell them.
就是有点像冷笑话是吧
I think the idea is that kids will probably find it funny. I should say young kids.So, you know, I don't know about your husband, maybe he tells jokes to the, you know, the young kid, and they, ha 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 ha, daddy, you're so funny.
但是等那个小孩长大了到什么30岁爸爸还是同样的笑话是吧
God, dad, shut up. Yeah, so often these jokes are based on puns or play on words.
一语双关啊然后一些文字游戏。
Right, so an example would be something like, which is faster,Hot or cold? Hot, because you can catch a cold.
这好冷哦。
Yeah. But like every...
That's the point.
The whole point is that it's interesting for kids because they're learning about all these different meanings of words. And like, oh, catch has these two different meanings. Ha ha, daddy, you're so funny.
对我这个其实讲到 you know, humor, style of humor. 美国很多的喜剧这种 comedies, 特别 sitcom 里面摩登家庭啊、mm. 还有我最小时候看成长的烦恼 which Leonardo DiCaprio...
Right.
他在那个 Growing Pains 里面有出现过、是个配角、
right.
或者 The Simpsons 那个动画片里面的爸爸通常就是 They kind of get made fun of
Wasn't he like the psychiatrist?
对对对但是他也是经常会做一些比较无厘头的事情
Oh yeah okay
就是那种爸爸的形象不是说哦他家里人要 worship 他都很怕他而是 he's the nice guy, the friendly guy, the funny guy.
You definitely see it in comedies, yes, but even more so in animated comedies, like The Simpsons.
对就动画片里面。
The Simpsons, Family Guy is another one that's very common, yeah.
Even in Chinese animated series,、有一个我不知道你有没有听过叫大头儿子小头爸爸他的儿子是头很大、然后爸爸的头很 tiny、然后他这个爸爸也是有点这样就是我们说很 goofy、
okay.
那个时候讲老友记里面 Joey 那种 type 是吧就很幽默、很搞笑的爸爸、
Okay. The other thing that we often see is TV commercials where dad is cluelessyou know, like mom has to go away for, you know, something the day. And when she comes home, the house is on fire or something.
不会做家务了是吧
Right.
好那分享了那么多 father 和 dad 的相关说法之后呢 Let's end our show today with some really touching and very true quotes about our dad.
Okay, well, the first one used to be true. I know that. A father is someone you look up to no matter how tall you grow.
Look up to 的意思就是你很崇拜他，对不对？你要抬着头仰望他。And no matter how tall you grow.
Right, so this is kind of funny because it's the same logic as the dad joke. But it's not so like, cringy.
他说的就是你小的时候很矮嘛，所以你看爸爸就是要 look up.
Yeah.
但是等你长大，甚至你比爸爸更高的时候，你还是会 look up to your dad.
Yeah.
你还是会崇拜他。Yeah, I really like this one, 因为它既形象又具体。It's both abstract, but it's also very literal.
That's right. So the next one here is very simple. It's just describing this word, dad. Dad, a son's first hero.
A daughter's first love.
Wow, we should be on TV.
所以说爸爸对儿子来说是他的心目中第一个英雄、而且我觉得是 number one 的英雄、
right.
对女儿来说可能就啊，我长大要嫁一个像我爸爸这样的男人
Oh, that's right. You know, we never mentioned the phrase daddy's little girl. That's a very, very, very common one.
Daddy's little vest 就爸爸的小棉袄、很贴心
That's cute.
妈妈我们是说
Mama's boy、yeah. But that's not sometimes not positive. Whereas daddy's little girl is always positive.
Yeah, it's a very sweet relationship.、 好，那接下来的一个是讲到爸爸用行动来表达他对你的爱。
Okay, so a father doesn't tell you that he loves you, or maybe we should say a father doesn't always tell you that he loves you, he shows you.
我觉得这个特别是对于一些中国的爸爸、It's very true 因为到现在啊我快四十岁了 Maybe I've said 爸爸妈妈我爱你们、Five times in my life、
right.
就觉得说不出来就、
yeah.
但是 I really love them and they really love me、
yeah.
可是我们对家人说我爱你是I don't know
Well as a guy here I mean guys would prefer if we could just show itWe don't have to just say it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a, you know, like a ceremony where like, oh, I have to say this word now. Why don't I just do this thing?
对，而且行动更重要嘛，是不是？
Right.
好，那接下来的一个，我也很喜欢，就 once again, 既 literal 又 abstract, 既具象又抽象啊。
Right, right. So when my father didn't have my hand, he had my back.
Yeah.If your father, your dad has your hand, 就是说他牵着你的手、
right.
你小时候是吧
Across the street.
对 protect you,、guide you. But when he didn't have my hand, he always had my back.
Right, right. Which just means supports you.
这个 support 就是各种形式对你的支持 Support your decisions,可能 financially.
yeah, it's true. Yeah, we do use back for financially, but usually when we say like, yo,、I've got your back, it just means don't worry, whatever happens, I will be there to not only support you, but fight for you.
And catch you if you fall.
Yeah.
你去奋斗你去追寻自己的梦想、然后你任何时候你需要爸爸帮你我都是你的后盾。
Right.
I'm your rock. 我是你坚强的磐石、对不对Okay, so that brings us to our last quote of the day.
Which is, to the world, you are a dad. To our family, you are the world.
这个就是我特别喜欢的 play on words.、用文字不同的组织方法我们写出了一个特别美的句子。就是对于世界来说你只是成千上万个爸爸里面的一个但是对我们家庭来说你就是我们的世界、
right.
你就是我们的一切对不对
right, right, right. You are everything. You are our world.
Yeah, so if you say to someone, you are my world, or you mean the world to me,、就你是最重要的。
Right.、
OK, 那我们最后也祝所有开言英语的爸爸听众和用户们 a very happy Father's Day.
All right, happy Father's Day, guys, and we'll see you next time.